everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. They might still be counting the votes in Iowa, but we're the better choice for your entertainment for the next half hour. So much to dish about. Gaga makes it official with her latest smash alert. Future suing his ex, and Billie Eilish defends her friendship with Drake.
Plus, why stars can't stop dishing about their exes. Ashton Kutcher talks Demi Moore, Jessica Simpson talks about John Mayer again, and Nick and Vanessa Lachey have to talk about his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson.
And Portia is out, but we got comedian, writer, radio personality, Special K in the house.
Hey!
Thank you, and I'm just excited to be here.
Plus, is Robert Pattinson the most handsomest man according to science? So much to get to. Let's get it popping. Now, Chewy's going to join us a little bit later, but are y'all ready for this? It's time for another
Smash Alert!
Yeah, this time it's Lady Gaga, and no, she's still not smashing Bradley Cooper, at least not that we know of. But she was in Miami over the weekend, and she's performing at a pre-Super Bowl concert, and she went Instagram official with investor and entrepreneur Michael Polanski. Now, she dropped this pic with the caption, "We had so much fun in Miami. Love to all my little monsters and fans. You're the best." So, what y'all make of this?
Wow, get a guy who looks at you the way Michael's looking at Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
He is feeling in love.
Yeah, he's like, he
well, that's
got
to feel amazing to her, too.
They're smashing because she's sitting on his lap and the hand placed on the thigh.
They're absolutely smashing.
100%. You're not
that
letting
looks
somebody.
Comfortable.
Yeah, you're not sitting, letting somebody's hand hit your upper thigh butt cheek without.
With both of your legs up.
Yeah, that's a very romantically involved picture.
It is.
I thought Gaga was a virgin. I mean, I thought because she represents the monsters. I don't think she would do something just sexual like
that. Like, her whole life, she talk about, like, she was just like being fatty, like in New York City,
the
trying to figure out life.
The person that talks about sex is not having sex. So, I mean, because I'm a witness.
I believe it.
I think the bigger concern in this picture is Lady Gaga's future tan lines. That's going to be ridiculous.
That is going to be a tough cover up with some bronzer.
Mm. The waffle tan. I don't know what's going
on. All right, y'all. Well, this next one is kind of a maybe. So, I guess it's time for a
smash alert.
So Zendaya stars in the HBO show Euphoria, and her co-star is an actor named Jacob Elordi, who you might also know from the Netflix movie The Kissing Booth. Well, the two have denied that they are romantically involved. She called him her best friend, and he said she's like a sister to him, but they were recently spotted in NYC looking real cozy, and Jacob was giving Zendaya a kiss on the head.
Let me tell you right now, I'm from Indiana, and like a sister is a smash alert.
Oh, yeah.
I am also from Indiana, and I can concur. No, the kiss on the head is not a romantic thing. Like, the only time I'm going to be kissed on the head is if I have the flu. Yeah, or if I'm dying.
Someone's
going to kiss me on the head.
I think this kiss looks kind of intimate.
You think?
He could be whispering in her ear.
Exactly. I'm smelling her hair. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. They're cute together, though.
I hate this guy on the show. On the show Euphoria, like, yo, the guy who plays Nate.
Yes.
Yo, Nate is the worst on Euphoria.
You hate him.
And now that I know he's Australian. Is like, damn, like, and you over here taking a good American's job? I had no idea.
Oh, Headcrack, they're cute together.
Now, I know a lot of actors hook up on the set of their show, and he has a reputation of doing this. That previous show that he was on, Kissing Booth, he hooked up with one of the stars on that show.
Well, when you're on a show called The Kissing Booth, I mean, you know, you're going to be like, well, we should practice so we don't look stupid on camera. Get over here.
All right, I have some very important information to share with all of you. Researchers have found out who is the best-looking male celebrities. Yes, according to science, they figured it out. Now, so far, I'm so far off the chart that they didn't even include me because they,
they throw off the curve.
They want me to ruin the curve and make anybody feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But according to science, the golden ratio of beauty. Now, this is measures the physical features from symmetry and proportion.
So math comes involved.
Yes, math is involved in this. And the highest rated male celebrity and the most beautiful man in the world is Robert Pattinson.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's fine looking, but if we're talking most beautiful,
sorry. Here's the thing about that golden standard. It's like if you take a picture of yourself and you slice it down the middle and you combine the left side of your face with the left side of your face and the right side of your face with the right side of your face, it's supposed to look like the same person. That means you are very, very gorgeous. Now, if they look like two different people, you're not that
We
hot.
Did mine one day on the radio, and one side, I don't know which side it is, but one side of me, two rights and two lefts, one side very, very feminine. The,
and the other side
looked
like Barney Rubble.
Very, very butchy. It's weird. It was very weird.
Yeah. So also on this list in the second place was Henry Cavill.
He
was
there you go. That's
Superman.
A good looking man.
Of course he's
going
to be on that list. Yeah. Bradley Cooper was also there in third place. People say I look like Bradley Cooper.
If I had cataracts.
I missed you, Brad.
I missed you too, baby.
Also on this list, you have Idris Elba.
Yes.
Idris is always going to be on the list of hot guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in eighth place. And Kanye West came in there on the list in ninth place. Picture they have of Kanye West, I mean, that is a nice picture of him. He is a good-looking man.
I've been told I look like Kanye West.
No, that means I got cataracts. If you care.
I should be on the list.
Brett's just confirmed she's got cataracts.
Yeah, officially. What works for cataracts? Weed?
And
I got cataracts. You
in?
And glaucoma.
And anxiety and lower back pain, too.
Lord have mercy, I can't even be in a Walmart.
You got it all. Bradley Cooper's hot. Can I just say that again?
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
You know how I know you're gay?
I'm just saying.
Be strong in your masculinity there, Frank.
I know. I said Henry Cavill.
Out of all of these guys, if you had to date one
If I had to date one of these guys?
Sure.
let me play.
But now you said date and then bang.
Once you go back, once you go black, now you better say
I would say based on.
Yeah, I better all say me, damn it.
Okay. I would probably go Idris Elba if I had to pick one of all of these guys.
I'd go Henry Cavill.
You would.
I'd go Bradley Cooper.
What do you say, Brad?
Idris for me, dog.
Yes. Well, Brad and I will fight over Idris Elba.
Yeah. I'll go head crack.
Wasn't
I go to sleep.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
All right, well, exes Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were married for 8 years. They've been divorced now for a while, since 2013. And, of course, Ashton's moved on. He's now married to Mila Kunis.
He's married to Mila Kunis?
Yes.
Really?
They're married. They've got two kids. They're happy. But Ashton says he still has a relationship with Demi's adult daughters. This is what he said, quote, I was helping raise teenage girls through their adolescence. I love them. I'm never going to stop loving them and rooting for them to be successful. If they don't want an engagement with me, I'm not going to force it upon them, but they all do, and it's great.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I think it's
like
awesome,
that.
Too.
That's awesome.
That
I agree awesome. With that. Why?
Those girls old enough now, he could date them. That's not
he was there for 8 years. He was there
that
for...
Don't mean
but he's
nothing.
A father figure to them.
Yeah, okay. What kind of figure he is, honey? He's a heterosexual man, and they are hetero girls.
But he helped
I feel like he picked them up and dropped them off to some school event or another. Like, he was there when it mattered.
Damn, you done made everybody Woody Allen. Jesus.
I mean, the youngest one was, I think, 8 years old when he married Demi, and then the oldest one, I think, was 12. 12 or 13 years old. So,
those are important years in a child's life. Mm. You know?
He bonded with them, Gary. Something you don't know anything about.
I was a soccer coach for like a little girl's soccer my daughter played, but I'm not still friends with those girls.
But you would be if you were in and out of their lives, putting them to bed at night, getting them up, driving them to school, caretaking them, taking them to doctor's appointments,
and they
feeding
need
them.
You would be there for them.
But like Brad said, look at Woody Allen. He did all that too with Ching Yu, and look what happened.
With who?
I think it was Sun Yi.
Sun Yi.
Oh, God.
He had the right vowels.
You're going to be soon fired if you talk like that.
Yes.
Gary, get us the hell out of here.
Okay, please. End it all now.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, find out the surprising thing that Jessica Simpson did 9 times, and we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Woo! Well, it looks like Jessica Simpson is singing, y'all, but not on the stage. So you know that means she running her mouth, yep, because she promoting her new memoir, Open Book, on the Today Show. She talked about her rocky relationship with John Mayer, and she said it was so intense that it took her about 9 tries before she was finally able to leave him. Take a look.
We were great at intimacy. We were great at loving each other. That was easy, but the relationship was very complex. And it was always on again, off again. And I went back close to 9 times.
That was a good whipping.
Maybe she was still whipped. Stressed out about it.
Nah, she was whipped. You keep counting how many times you went back?
9 times? Yeah. That's a lot. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. You ain't gonna get 9 tries.
You can get over love. It's hard to get over whipped.
Oh,
true.
Yeah. Like, what's the hardest relationship you ever had to get out of? I'm still trying. Third grade. I'll never forget her.
I think he was really trying to get rid of her because, you know, she was kind of like a blonde dingbat. If she didn't know chicken from tuna, so she probably knew that he was trying to get rid of her. He was doing all kinds of probably having other women like y'all do.
I think women hold on way strong, way harder than men do.
True.
It's easier for us to move on.
Yeah, we're emotional creatures.
Yeah, it's hard for a woman to just
walk. Yeah, we are.
Hard to walk away from the whip.
Not Django Unchained.
Okay.
Well, moving on, looks like Billie Eilish is not happy with people who have something to say about her and Drizzy Drake's friendship. So you remember back when people were blasting Drake for texting Billie when she was only 17 years old?
Yeah.
Well, now Billie's speaking up about that, and in the March issue of Vogue magazine, she said, "The internet is such a stupid mess right now. Everybody's so sensitive. A grown man can't be a fan of an artist." She added, "There are so many people that the internet should be more worried about. Like, you're really gonna say that Drake is creepy because he's a fan of mine, and then you're gonna like vote for Trump? I mean, what the f- is that?"
I love her.
If it was R. Kelly and not Drake, there would be a different conversation.
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, to be noted that Drake was texting, like, Millie Bobby Brown at one point in time, and she was, like, wild young, too, but he said he's just really a fan of Stranger Things.
No, he liked little girls. I'm sorry. They just because he's light-skinned, that's why he hadn't got caught yet.
Oh, no, I don't say that, Gary.
Yeah, think
just
about
like
it
when
now.
You were a kid and you was a fan of Diana Ross or, like, me with Michael Jackson, I would love to have been able to call him and say, hey, I love you.
But if you're older and she's younger, you can only reach out like once or twice and say, hey, I'm a fan of your work. You got to leave it at that. You can't have back and forth conversations. Not in this day and age. It ain't going to.
You can't be like WYD.
Did he do that with any older women we know about?
He might have looked at this little girl like his little sister. Uh-uh. Like, y'all don't give nothing a chance before you start judging people. Like,
you can only
you
do that
know.
If you know her mama. Now, if you don't know her mama, you can't say that's my little
sister. Save me from this sausage party today. Portia!
No, but with this one, I feel like Drake truly could, like, you know, do some music with Billie Eilish. I would be here for a Drake and Billie Eilish collabo.
And Drake would put that sauce on it. I think it would be dope for her to
put
show a different side.
On it.
Wait a minute. Better choice of words.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Sauce?
See?
Yeah.
Portia, please hurry back.
I don't want to go that route.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. You need a cozy, quality, and fashionable scarf, darling? Then look no further because the Fraws Square Blanket Wrap Scarf is perfect for your everyday needs. It's soft and it's comfortable to wear, darling, during the winter or the spring.
Oh, Brad, this is so soft. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, this scarf is made in Germany, and it can be worn in many different ways. For example, it can be belted or worn around the neck as a neck scarf or draped over the shoulders.
Yo, I like this. How much is it?
The Fraws Square Blanket Wrap Scarf has been seen as high as $48, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$12. Oh, $12.
Yes.
That's an amazing deal.
Give me $5, darling. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out how Nick Lachey's wife, honey, Vanessa, baby, cleared the air about something Jessica Simpson said about them. We'll tell you all details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, can we say awkward? Okay, so Nick and Vanessa Lachey stopped by the Today Show to chat about their new dating show, Love is Blind, with Hoda and Jenna, right? Mm. Well, Hoda brought up Nick's ex-wife, Jessica Simpson, in her new memoir, Open Book, and she spilled some tea that Vanessa had no idea about. Take a look.
I interviewed Jessica Simpson for her book, Open Book, and she talked about how she has her life with her husband and her children, and she was really, really happy for y'all. She kept saying, like, they sent me something beautiful when I got, you know, when we had our children, et cetera, et cetera.
I feel bad. I'm sorry. You said somebody sent her. Because now it's like, it wasn't us, but thank you.
Yeah,
sent it from us. Now you can't remember? No, I didn't. Say, I don't know her address.
That was awkward. Yeah.
Vanessa wanted to be very clear, darling. She went out of her way to let everybody know what happened, and she didn't even have her address. So if you was Vanessa, would you have smiled like that, Gary, or would you have just gone and gave them the tea?
I would have did the white woman and smiled.
Okay.
You know, I would have never said that I didn't say nothing to her, but let me tell you something, honey. Nick ass is lying.
There's some animosity
he
there.
He looked very guilty. Well, he probably done something.
He grabbed her. Like, he tried to, like, calm her down, like, oh, my God, please don't do this. Mm-hmm. And she was on the edge of her seat. She's like...
She just looked stressed. She looked like he just stressed her out.
No, he looked stressed.
That was a long ride home. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
She looked feisty, and he looked stressed, like, oh, my God, please don't embarrass me.
How many holidays did you send us up, Nick?
Exactly.
We've all had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. What, how much it costs?
Right.
Well, all right, guys. Head crack, special K. Now, would you all be upset, honey, if your baby mama revealed the size of your genitalia and told the world that you had a rusty pipe?
That would be a work of fiction.
That's why I married mine.
Why? Because you had a rusty pipe? Baby
mama. She could never tell.
Well, anyway, honey, Future is upset. So upset, y'all, that he is suing his alleged baby mama, Miss Eliza Rain, for kissing and telling. Now, in court documents, Future stated, y'all, that Eliza revealed shameful and outrageous information about their sex life, and he also claimed that Eliza harassed him online by selling shirts that said 1-800-DEAD-BEAT.
No.
And now, honey, his feelings are complete. His feelings are hurt. But, y'all, why is he, honey, he upset she can talk about her sex life, honey, if she wants to? Isn't that right?
Well, you know, when you build your whole platform on being like this dude and someone is like saying something to the contrary, it probably makes him feel a certain way.
Yeah, because his reputation is based on him being a slayer. You know what I mean? And so you... That's you can't live
right, but
that
she
down.
Feels like she's talking about her sex life too. But
that's
I don't
right.
agree with her being so descriptive about things. She's doing it to hit him under the belt.
If it was me, I would hit his ass under the belt. I would say he it's a bitsy teeny weeny.
You have to just be careful who you sleep with these days.
Well, most importantly, who you have a baby with. Like,
yeah,
that's more important.
You have a baby with all the people you sleep with.
He sure does. He got
Fertile
about what
Myrtle.
10 baby. Oh, well. Didn't you just meet him yesterday?
Yeah, I was baby mama number 23.
I knew. Yeah.
I was like, oh, let me get away from here.
Because they say
queasy.
His fragrance penetrates your body, honey, and make you pregnant.
I think y'all would have a nice looking baby, though.
So would you and Oscar the Grouch.
Coming up, ever thought about proposing to your boo with pizza? Well, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy going to tell you how you can make it happen right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
If you love pizza and you're planning to pop the question, then Domino's can help you pop the question with the cheesiest proposal of all time. Yes, Domino's Australia created a pizza engagement ring to give away on Valentine's Day to one lucky pizza connoisseur. Now, this isn't your ordinary slice of pizza. The ring is 18-karat yellow and white gold and is topped with rubies, worth more than one carat, and is valued at $9,000. Domino's also is including a catered pizza party on the day of their wedding. And if you live in Australia, you can submit to win this ring.
I feel like my lady would dropkick me if I try to give her this ring.
That's a toughie. You got to have a real pizza connection.
The only way this works is if you both met at a pizza joint.
That part.
Where you fell in love making pizza
together. Our story began at Domino's.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. When she came over to my house for the first time for Netflix and chill, she brought over a Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
There you go. It has to have some kind of connection.
Otherwise. Maybe do the tester ring and have her go, oh my God, you know what? I don't care.
It's $9,000.
Yeah, just selling it when you're rolling.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
How many people watching this would be cool? Would you be cool with your man giving you a pizza ring?
There are some girls waiting around. I don't give a damn.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
A red tie. Yeah. Something.
If you
commitment.
If you plan on stuffing this crust, you better give me a ring. At the end of the wedding, you know, when the bride and groom walk out.
Yeah, they're going to throw pizza at you?
Everybody's going to Parmesan cheese.
Okay. It's all in your hair.
Yeah. Oh,
you smell like dirty feet all night. You're just like, why is that? Oh, it's because you have Parmesan all in your hair.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.